The site had evidently been chosen with care. The pillar was dramatically situated at the base of a slot canyon, encircled by sheer walls and a geometric arrangement. It looked like the setting for some ancient ritual, or at least the set of a Star Trek episode. Framed against the vast desert sky and towering red rocks, the sleek pillar was an intruder from another world, like a sculpture that had fallen off a truck on its way to Art Basel. Was it a work of landscape art, a parody of landscape art? It was well constructed and had been skillfully installed in a neatly cut cavity. The unseen narrator of the GPS videos laughs incredulously. Who does this kind of stuff? There's a hint of unease that mirrors the viewers, a suspicion that we're all being set up. Even if the pillar isn't dangerous, it may be a booby trap, a joke, cosmic or otherwise, at our expense. Add a foreboding soundtrack and this could be the opening scene of a sci-fi movie, the eerie discovery that sets the plot in motion. What's more or less what happened? When the GPS announced this discovery on the 20th, the pillar became a sensation. Believers in UFOs insisted that it fell out of the sky and aired conspiracy theories about government cover-ups. The government, for its part, winked at the idea of aliens. The GPS referred to the pillar as the monolith, an apparent reference to the extraterrestrial structures in Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, which appear after an astronaut is sucked into a vortex of light that sends him shooting through space-time. The Utah Bureau of Land Management tweeted reminders that using public land this way was illegal no matter what planet you are from, and that the road to the site was not suitable for most Earth-based vehicles.